One of the themes we frequently address here around Great Hearts Table is the reality of pastors leaving ministry. Often unaddressed in this discussion is the question of whether leaving ministry is a good thing or even valid. Yes, I've pastored for nearly 40 years, but is that somehow more noble than the guy who after 5 years realizes his heart would be far happier leading expeditions into the Alaskan wilderness? It's worth considering whether pastors have the freedom to quit. I think they do. I'd love to know what you think. Thanks for joining us around Great Hearts Table. Particular thanks to you who have chosen to support us at our Great Hearts Table Patreon page. And please, if you like what you hear here, leave a rating and a review. Thanks so much. Singer-songwriter David Wilcox has some odd counsel for married couples. He says, you want to keep a love together? The best way is to end it now. When you both know it's over, suddenly the truth comes out. You can talk about your secret passion. You can talk about your restless doubt. To suggest ending a relationship, a marriage, is shocking to some, of course. But his point is that only when we have the freedom and the honesty that comes with it, to end a thing, will we really choose to hold on to it. There's wisdom for pastors here. When pastors have the freedom to quit, their staying then becomes a choice. And a chosen ministry, like a chosen marriage, is healthier for all involved. I've been a pastor for as long as David Wilcox has been married, but it's not always been by choice. I've been tempted to quit. I've kept at it for a variety of reasons, not the least of which were the 6 kids I had to feed. I'm also allergic to change and to risk. These things aren't bad, of course. They create a momentum to propel us through the rough days and to keep us from rash decisions. And these things are true in any job. But because in ministry we speak of calling and we take vows, pastors can feel trapped under a sense of unalterable obligation that doesn't exist in other professions. A woman I met recently loves teaching severely handicapped students. She's uniquely gifted and equipped to do her job and does it well. Were she to quit that job and, say, move to New Mexico to pursue a deeper passion of being an artist, I'd find it sad, but I wouldn't find it wrong. Pastors hesitate to make the same or similar decisions, fearing the judgment of others or the condemnation of God or that of their own hearts. To give pastors permission to follow a dream that is not ministry feels like license to ignore the call of God. But perhaps we've gotten the idea of call wrong. Whatever we might understand by it, it can't be reduced to a binding certainty. God has no secret plan for us, binding us for now and for all time, that we can somehow unquestionably know. Call is a subjective idea that can't be made objective. A friend invested many years following what he thought was God's call. He earned a medical degree and then a seminary degree and then became a missionary doctor in Africa. While there, he and his wife realized that this wasn't right for them. They walked away from it all. He became a teacher of family medicine and she a pharmacist. They didn't abandon a calling. They shifted from something not right for them to something that was. Oh, they continued to be devoted followers of Jesus. The difference was that they were now happy. And that came from having the freedom to quit. Pastors need to have the freedom to quit. But we hesitate when we've taken vows. Public commitments meant to tie us to the mast. While vows are necessary and matter, they can't be allowed to be unbreakable chains. How many 29-year-olds taking vows can foresee where those vows will take them? The story's told of a farmer who saw the clouds form into a P and a C. He walked away from his plow convinced that this was a sign from God that he was to preach Christ. But God was really telling him to plant corn. Vows are important, of course. They're part of what keeps us committed and should never be treated lightly, but we shouldn't give them a weight they were never meant to bear. A vow taken to preach when we're meant to plant should not be unbreakable. Detaching pastoral commitment from the subjectivity of call and the weightiness of vows, were it to catch on, would not lead to a mass exodus of pastors. Rather, having the freedom to quit, quite possibly, would nurture a deeper contentment in pastors and greater health in churches. A congregation needs a pastor who wants to be their pastor, not someone trapped in some obligatory duty. Pastors who know they can leave but who choose to stay will focus their attention on those things that attract them, which they choose to embrace. Those who feel trapped will focus their attention on those things that repel them, which they cannot escape. So yeah, start with the ending. What would ending your ministry look like? Take some time to really imagine your dreams. What would you do if you were genuinely free to choose? Because when your answer to that question is, I do what I'm doing now, you will do it with far more contentment. But if the answer is something else, that's okay. The world may need more artists than it needs unhappy pastors. Great Hearts Table is produced on the first, second, and fourth Mondays of each month as a podcast and also in print at Substack.com. Thanks to Mark Nix and Cool Hand Luke for permission to use their songs Holy Vanguard and Wonder Tour. Check out their music, it's great. And if you like what you find here, please leave a review and rating. And thanks for listening. I'm Randy Greenwald, pastor of Covenant Presbyterian Church in Oviedo, Florida. You've already made too many mistakes to ever amount to anything great. You're not allowed to dream out loud. You're far too to the light.